Papua New Guinea, people regularly have to queue up and wait for hours to pay for government bills because there's no option to do it online. In the capital, Port Moresby, lines will form outside before departments even open in the morning. PNG is looking to change that, but there are concerns about a memorandum of understanding recently signed with a local bank to carry out the work. An internal government document leaked to the ABC has raised questions about security and privacy, sovereign risks, and if the bank is best placed to deliver the system. Our PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting has more.
At a police station in Port Moresby, people are queued waiting to pay for clearance certificates. The forms are often requested for jobs to prove someone is of good character.
I've been waiting for like 2 hours.
Another customer is worried about being late back to work.
My bosses normally argue with me sometimes. And also, it breaks a lot of times during my working hours.
It's a problem faced at many government departments and agencies.
Man, everywhere you go, there's always lines, queues.
Now there's a push to move these kind of non-tax government payments online. Lots of people in rural PNG don't have access to the internet, so payment options have to be online, via mobile, or at a local bank. A couple of agencies have moved online in recent months, but many haven't. Peter Aitzi from Transparency International PNG says going online would not only have benefits for the public.
Moving to an online system whereby there's an improved level of reporting and recording of those transactions, we would see as a positive to the government's management of public funds.
Last month, local bank BSP put out a press release that it had signed a memorandum of understanding with the Department of Finance to provide a digital payment solution for the government. Dr. Ken Nunga is the finance secretary.
There'll be improved cash collection and receipting and reporting and also the bank reconciliations.
But the MOU with BSP has sparked some worries. An internal memo from another government department leaked to the ABC has raised serious concerns about the plan, including about potential privacy breaches involving personal data and a possible sovereign risk of entrusting all data to one for-profit bank.
Those concerns are valid. They'll be ironed out as part of the negotiations on the before we implement.
Dr. Nungan says further discussions are needed and a memorandum of agreement still needs to be signed. Concerns have also been raised about whether developing the system should have gone to tender and if BSP is being favoured over other banks.
About 70-75% of government funds are transacted through BSP. So it makes more sense for us to start off with BSP. We are willing to negotiate with the other commercial banks as well.
In terms of the tender, or a possibility of a tender, would there be a need under the procurement, given potential income that could be made on service fees associated with developing and having a platform being used?
Yes. And that depends on the amount, and the negotiation now will establish what sort of fees will be involved.
Transparency International says the Memorandum of Understanding should be publicly released. BSP didn't respond to questions from the ABC. This all comes as PNG's economy continues to struggle. The country has already had to reach out for several loans, including from Australia, during the pandemic, and more may be needed. In the meantime, members of the public, like Dobby Guppy, have to continue to line up.
Sometimes it frustrates, yeah, but we are all human beings. We have to understand the officers inside. They're human beings too.
Patience, it seems, is a virtue. This is Natalie Whiting in Port Moresby for PM.